This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of riot police in Hong Kong used tear gas to break up protesters near the city's legislative complex after thousands of demonstrators stormed the building on Monday night. The latest reports are that the protesters have dispersed and police are in control. While the protest coincided with the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to the mainland. AP's Ken Moritsugu reports the dramatic protests will increase pressure on city leader Carrie Lam.
The leader of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has apologized a couple of times. She gave an address today that was conciliatory, admitted that mistakes have been made and she needs to listen better to the people. But obviously this is not going far enough for the protesters. They're demanding that she resign. And so where exactly this goes next, we'll just have to...
Iran announced Monday it has exceeded the internationally agreed-to limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. The 2015 accord restrained Tehran's nuclear weapons development and capped that stockpile to 300 kilograms. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency confirmed Monday that Iran had exceeded that limit. This is believed to be the first time that Iran has broken one of the provisions of the pact it made with six world powers in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. The impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said both countries want to get this thing solved. Trump has repeatedly pointed to potential economic benefits for Pyongyang if it agrees to a deal on its nuclear program. You're listening to VOA News. A group of five heavily armed men on Monday carried out a powerful vehicle bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least one person and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the ensuing clashes lasted about 9 hours before Afghan security forces killed all the assailants. Interior Ministry spokesman Nusrat Rahimi said security forces were in the process of clearing the area and detonating the explosives the assailants had brought with them. The Taliban claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid against what it said was the logistics and engineering center of the Afghan Defense Ministry. It comes as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Reports from Sudan say at least 11 people were killed in the latest mass protests demanding a transition to civilian rule in the country. Police fired tear gas as tens of thousands of people took to the streets on Sunday in the capital Khartoum and in other areas in the first such demonstration since a June deadly crackdown on protesters. More demonstrations were reported on Monday. This new round of protest, dubbed the Million Man March, began Sunday. It's the first since the June massacre. Five Japanese whaling ships set off on Monday to begin the country's first commercial whale hunt in more than 30 years. One returned to Kushiro Port in northern Japan later in the day with the first minke whale taken in the hunt. Japan announced in December it was withdrawing on June 30th from the International Whaling Commission, which banned commercial whaling 3 decades ago. Markets in Asia and Europe rallied in response to the results of a highly anticipated weekend meeting between China's Xi Jinping and President Donald Trump. Analysts say the meeting has helped ease tensions and revive trade talks between the world's two biggest economies. But reaching a deal is still a prospect that is fraught with uncertainty. Shares in Tokyo, China, and Europe rose to a two-month high on Monday. And the German capital of a migrant rescue ship made her first court appearance in Italy after defying police orders and causing a collision while trying to dock illegally on the island of Lampedusa. Carola Riccata had 40 rescued Libyan migrants aboard her boat, the Sea-Watch. When she collided with the police boat, they had been waiting more than 2 weeks in international waters for a European port to allow the migrants to come ashore. Riccata is charged with endangering the lives of the four officers on the police boat. If she's convicted, she faces up to 10 years in prison. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.